God's commandments are sure, March 15. The contest over God's law. The works of His hands are verity and judgment, all His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. The law of God existed before the creation of man, or else Adam could not have sinned. After the transgression of Adam, the principles of the law were not changed, but were definitely arranged and expressed to meet man in his fallen condition. The angels were governed by it, the law. Satan fell because he transgressed the principles of God's government. After Adam and Eve were created, God made known to them His law. It was not then written, but was rehearsed to them by Jehovah. In love, with a desire to elevate and ennoble us, God provided for us a standard of obedience. In awful majesty, amid thundering and lightning, He proclaimed from Mount Sinai His 10 holy precepts. This law reveals the whole duty of the human family. The first 4 precepts define our duty to God, and the last 6 our duty to man. 57. The law of God, being a revelation of His will, a transcript of His character, must forever endure, as a faithful witness in heaven. Not one command has been annulled, not a jot or tittle has been changed. Says the psalmist, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven." From the first, the great controversy had been upon the law of God. Satan had sought to prove that God was unjust, that His law was faulty, and that the good of the universe required it to be changed. In attacking the law, he aimed to overthrow the authority of its author. Through Satan's temptations, the whole human race have become transgressors of God's law, but by the sacrifice of His Son, a way is opened whereby they may return to God. Through the grace of Christ, they may be enabled to render obedience to the Father's law. When we trust God fully, when we rely upon the merits of Jesus as a sin-pardoning Savior, we shall receive all the help that we can desire.